I say it was one of those shows where he was talking about a hot chick that he saw at the bank and how she was going into Spank Bank. And somebody asked him if that was his regular Spank Bank, and he said, "No, that's my bank Spank Bank." I just thought it was clever writing, like, and the way he delivered it was pretty perfect. But that has nothing to do with anything.
That's all right. That's random tangent.
I had no idea what that.
Yeah,
right?
What else do we do?
Yeah, what else do we do? Not until, like, I think within the last 2 years did I finally figure out what the hell Spank Bank meant.
Wait, really?
Dude, what else do you do in the shower, man? Come on.
I mean, the concept of, like, saving things
you
in
never
your head
saw 10 things,
like,
I hate about you?
No.
We should have that on one of the episodes.
Yeah.
I've never seen it either.
I also only found out within
Heath
the
Ledger?
Last year that eggplant doesn't have, like, yolk in it, so fuck
nice.
Me.
Wait,
Fuck you guys.
No, we're patient with you, buddy. We're waiting for you to catch up.
I've seen... Okay.
Well, to be fair, there's all those pictures at the all-night eggplant.
Yes. I was raised on images of, like, cracked open eggplants with yolk gooing out of them. So for...
Wait, what? You were raised?
Yeah, dude, that's all I've ever seen. That was my only glimpse into the inside of an eggplant was in cartoons
you understand.
And other dumb shit.
That'd be so gross.
It wasn't until within, like, the last year that I saw, like, an actual picture of a sliced up eggplant. I'm like, what
to
the
be
fuck
fair,
is that?
To be fair, I forget...
You all lied to me!
Other people in my childhood that I did where we played squash baseball at the end of every summer. We had an aluminum baseball bat and a bunch of leftover. Well, we had it. So, my land in Wisconsin, we had a big garden and everything. We'd be like corn, tomatoes, peas, carrots, you know, all the sunflowers, all this shit. And a lot of like squash and pumpkins and shit. So, we'd go to have to leave at like halfway through August or whatever because my dad had to start teaching at the end of August. And we have all this leftover produce we can do anything with. I'm an 11-year-old kid, right? And we had a little baseball bats up there. And my parents' friends were all stoned out of their fucking gourds. I mean, my parents smoked joints every single fucking day. They were hippies. Like, they're just fucking huge stoners. So stand there with the aluminum baseball bat. One of my parents' friends would sort of lob some random piece of produce. Could be a pumpkin, could be anything, a squash, anything like that. And I would just swing. And there's one wonderful picture that I really hope my mom still has a copy of like mid-strike.
Nice.
And it's a big squash, like a... Nice.
You should find out if she does. If she does, I'll send that file to my graphic designer friend and I'll make a baseball card for you.
Yes. I would love that. Connecting like Barry Bond style, like swinging for the fences, and it just explodes everywhere. We would do that at the end of every summer because you didn't just want to let the shit rot in the ground.
No,
and I was a kid, so they wanted me to have fun. So it's just like, yeah, here you go, hit this.
Mm-hmm.
Doing like pumpkins or something.
We always had crab apple trees. And so
those things.
Do
you ever have crab apple wars?
Yes.
They're disgusting.
Yes.
Though.
Yes.
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 Those things hurt, though.
Yeah.
Those things.
No,
hurt.
They're like rocks. You might as well throw rocks.
Yes.
In
I know.
They get disgusting, though. I don't want to pick them up with my bare hand and like throw that. It's
okay,
just
Princess Sophia.
Nasty and rotten. And like, oh my god. Oh, gnarly. No.
No, that someone wings it, even a little kid, like two little kids, two 9-year-old kids winging crab apples at each other. That shit hurts like
that
hell.
Yeah, it hurts a lot.
It's excruciating.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. Yeah, we used to have crab apple wars all the time.
Because they were everywhere in my neighborhood. We had black walnuts, too.
Ooh.
And those were, they're even bigger. Yep, they're a little bit softer on the outside, but like that stings. Like,
growing up, we had a tree in the back of my yard, or in my backyard. Actually, that's my favorite tree because we used to have this fucking squirrel that lived in our attic. We couldn't get rid of it. And, like, no matter what we did, we like, couldn't get it. Like, we couldn't prevent it getting in. And I was out mowing the lawn one day. I'll never forget this. And apparently the way they used to get into the house was there was, like, a limb from the walnut tree that... Almost, that led it basically directly onto the roof.
Yeah, you jump over. And,
there was like a thunderstorm and the branch
right
was off.
No, it just, every time it like, it's like right in my peripheral vision, I'm like, what the hell? Oh,
no.
It's just the cat.
But so yeah, there was a storm and that branch went. And I'm mowing the lawn and all of a sudden I see the...
Sounds like a...
I'm just putting this down.
Oh, God.
I'm
kidding.
All right, so...
5 minutes of what was actually on the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that.
No, actually, it didn't last five minutes.
So if truth in advertising laws were actually enacted, this would really be called 90 minutes of dark nothingness. I mean, nothing fucking happened.
I'd rather watch that.
Yeah, I mean, nothing happened. Yes. A few people die that are not even graphic or gory.
I'm really, like, we're not the audience for this.
No,
I mean, that's
so obvious. Yeah,
I wonder who is, though?
The Japanese movies,
pacing is a lot different.
Yeah,
it's not an issue of pacing. It's that these characters are hardly established.
But that's the, like,
they don't have any background. There's almost no relation to any of the previous Ring or Grudge movies, all of which I've seen, by the way.
Even, like, accommodating for that, like, geographical sort of movie demographic divide, I'm curious if even in its home country,
yes,
like,
me too,
if people would still give a shit about this.
I'm kind of leaning towards no.
I would be very surprised.
And it's strange because this is a movie that was created essentially
for
fan service.
To be fan
service.
Which is
what I was hoping
like,
for. I was
where's
like,
the
if they
fan
went back
service?
And forth, if it was
yeah.
90
where?
Minutes of the
which
two
makes
monsters
me think we're
fighting
the
whole
time.
Can we watch the fan?
Anything,
I think the fan trailer
dude.
Probably has more actual Ring versus Grudge in it than this movie does.
Well, I mean, a good...
As
a
context,
good,
it would be nice to know, yeah.
A good barometer for this is, like, look at Freddy vs. Jason. And it's like, Freddy vs. Jason is not a great movie by any stretch of the imagination.
It does take a long time to get to the big fight.
It delivers.
It shows a lot of the killings in between. Freddy kills some people, Jason kills some people, and then at the end of the movie, they fight each other.
Yep.
Whereas with this one, there was the overwhelming bulk of the movie... No one dies. Nothing happens.
It's a lot of
people
talking.
It's like
about
2 minutes. It's the 2 days of this woman waiting
to
die.
Yes. Right.
And then like at the last minute, it's like, oh, but we can try to make these two fight instead of letting you die.
But they don't make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with it. They don't incorporate the Ring mythology with the Grudge mythology.
Yeah.
It's 90% Ring, 10% Grudge.
Yeah.
At best.
Oh no, guys! It's the movie. We're gonna die.
There's a post-credit scene.
There's a stinger.
My big question, my two big questions are, is this
jump scare? What if the chick actually crawls
no jump
on
the
TV right
just
now?
No,
the
Japanese don't do
it's
jump
just
scares.
The door opening? Come
yep.
on. There's gotta be a jump scare. Come
my,
on.
My big question is this canon in any sense of the word? And
jump scare.
And or
gotta be a jump scare.
And or does this follow any kind of chronological order? Like, is this supposed to be the like first movie in the or the first like?
There you go.
Yeah, that was a jump scare.
They mashed together, but like that's so
that
that's,
was a jump scare of my ass.
Yeah, that's
happened.
My point.
That's
it's
as
not.
Good as it's gonna get.
Yeah, but because Japanese don't do jump scares, they're all about the psychological
but they
terror.
Just, like the whole
they,
movie builds up to that, and then
do,
they get
they
to the point where
can,
like, and then
they
merge,
didn't.
And then the movie ends.
Yeah,
right. That should be where the movie started.
That could be
yeah,
a whole. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, like
no, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for a fan service movie like we've talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should have started
right.
there.
Give them the good.
Well, I mean,
well, it could
right
have started with like, oh shit, I've got peanut butter. Oh shit, you've got jelly.
Yeah.
Jelly and peanut butter and fight. Oh man, and then like it doesn't turn out good, and then they merge into.
Yeah.
Well,
sandwich.
I mean, a good example
now, like, oh,
from
shit,
like my world
sandwich.
Yep.
Is that right now they're doing a big event at DC, which is it's called Justice League versus Suicide Squad, but really like within. Two out of the six issues, it's those two teaming up against a third group of villains who are like possessed by Eclipso.
Yeah,
and
wow, I forgot about Eclipso.
He hasn't been relevant. For
it's actually years. it's actually super cool because Maxwell Lord, who of course has like minor psychic powers and the ability to kind of push people to do what he wants, but not. You
which
know?
Took such a long time to tease out. Too.
Yeah.
You know how much of a JLI fan
yeah, exactly.
I was. The Giffen and DeMatteis run, like, Max
yeah.
Lord, the whole time, they never let on that he actually had
yeah,
those
exactly.
powers. It's just like, how is he getting everybody to do whatever he wants them to do
yeah.
whenever he wants them to do it?
Yep.
Well, and in the case of this, the way that it's kind of, like, the way that it plays out is that he has, like, low-level powers, and he can't really, like... He wants to make people do what he wants,
yeah,
but he can't do
like
it.
It's not like a Mesmero kind of, like,
right.
totally take somebody over. Or,
so,
Dr. Light or something like that.
So basically what he does is he opens Pandora's box. He gets the Eclipso Diamond,
yeah.
and then very quickly realizes, like, oh, fuck, this is way too powerful for me. Everybody's screwed.
Nice.
But, like, it's kind of this... I don't know why this is stopping every 5 minutes. Right. It is. But it's kind of this perfect thing of like, okay, so the conceit is Justice League versus Suicide Squad, which gets people in the seats.
Yeah, of course.
But then, like, it's Justice League versus Suicide Squad for an issue and a half, and then when you find the real story is actually way more interesting than Justice League versus Suicide
this
Squad.
This is not. Like, no, as, not at all. As a fan, and going back to Dan's point, as a fan, if I paid money for this in a Japanese, you know, yeah, as a Japanese audience member, would I demand my money back and be super pissed? Because as an American watching this, I would. But I'm with Dan. I think there's some cultural differences that we don't get.
I don't think that any Japanese person going to the movie theater would get super pissed over a film and demand money.
Also,
back.
They're much more polite than
that's
we are.
That's what I'm kind of like. Well,
maybe, but
like,
it doesn't mean
the
they're be super salty about
it.
Doesn't
make it a good movie.
The pacing
I just
of their films,
Japanese
like,
it's different.
It's just much. It is much slower, but you get like very interesting like suspense and drama and stuff.
You do.
Their horror is always kind of a hard sell, and that's why a lot of that stuff gets adapted,
well,
and
yeah,
they have to, like...
Well,
yeah,
that's
what I hate to say it also, but, like, as a white American audience, a bunch of 21st century white American males, like, it can be a little bit hard to differentiate the characters sometimes and really establish their own storylines, and if it was easier to remember, like, this is this person, and this is this person, and they have this relationship
yeah
with each other.
Yeah,
and
no.
The monster
is
coming. But the thing is, the appeal of the movie is not these people that
no,
you've introduced that haven't
been
in any of the previous
yeah,
movies.
Exactly.
Or I guess three
you
ghosts.
You wanted to start with the two or three,
yeah,
however many
yeah
ghosts.
Yeah.
And then let the other people around them play out from there. So you introduce... You start with the ghost fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you introduce all the people who are addressing the problems that come from the ghost fight, whether it's dead bodies or haunted houses or whatever the fuck it is. Who cares? You know, a tape, whatever. Like, you know, use that. Use all those storytelling techniques that worked so well in the Ring series and in the Grudge series and stuff like that. But use that based on these big bads, these three big bads coming together. If you want them to all form one super monster, then do that right away.
Yeah.
Or have them fight right
no,
away.
I agree.
And see what the fallout and the carnage
well,
is with all the other people.
It would be
around
a completely different movie if you did that, because then it's not the Ring versus the Grudge, it's this amalgamation of monster.
It's
and
the
it's,
Ring
it's
and the
Grudge,
grudge
versus
everybody
else.
Right, exactly.
And how does
yeah
that fit into this new canon?
Yep.
And I almost feel like the expectation they presented makes it so you can't do that. Well, the Ring versus Grudge, well, that's what we want. Now,
as if one of them is going to eliminate the other, which
right
is not going to
happen.
How does
happen
that do that, though? It says, like, Ring versus Grudge right on
the
box.
It's
the
title
and
of the
course of the
movie,
they fight once and then just smash them together into one thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's
but,
no,
then,
like,
but then they don't even do anything.
Winner. It's, and that's it. That
yeah
they show up in the post-credits.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
So the implication there is...
There's
so, are, is this a new franchise direction that they're going to go? Is this... Are
Grinch.
They gonna, yeah, Grinch.
Grinch 2.
Grinch 2 Grunge. Electric Boogaloo.
Grunge.
You know, it's funny. I was
Grunge
actually talking to somebody the other day.
I think we just saw the invention of grunge also.
Japanese
what
style.
I don't know.
Guys, what? Why?
I mean, that it did kind of look like Courtney Love cracking around there. So, I mean, yeah.
What, with like black hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to tell us something, man? Are you Batman? Is it?
I am.
Better than the Batwing.
Batwing, the black African superhero, or
sure?
Are you racist?
No, when you stretch your nuts out.
Oh.
That's the chicken wing.
Oh.
Why is that the chicken wing?
That's what they called
it
in. It
kind of looks.
Oh no,
wing.
That's the
no, Batwing. You're right.
Doesn't even stretch his own nuts. That's another guy.
I'm sorry, I'm not acrobatic or athletic as you apparently.
The Ring.
The Grudge against
two,
this movie.
Two great flavors that are fucking garbage together.
Yeah, it really
could have been so
good.
Been the
good
concept
yeah
actually is great. Like,
you
when you told
to
me that you heard it was garbage, I believed you. Like,
yeah, I know.
I think I read a thing or two about
it.
It
just
was
not
like,
executed
you know,
well.
They spent so much time explaining
mm-hmm
the mechanics of both ghosts when it's like,
if you're
in the fucking theater and you're going to watch this thing called, that is only titled Ring versus Grudge, like...
Clearly you must know something.
It's not like this is just called a ghost movie. Like,
right,
it tells you, like... here's a thing, and we're combining both of them. If you go into this not knowing anything about either, you're kind of already a suspect.
Yes. Well, and as Or I was gonna say, and as fan service, you would think that everybody knows the backstory at least enough that you wouldn't need to set up as much as you did.
Exactly. Just, like, yeah. Show this ghost, kill a couple people, show that ghost, kill a couple people.
Yeah.
Then get if right into the bring two of them fans going in, at it.
Show them why the ring was scary and cool, show them why the grudge was scary and cool, and get it over with as soon as possible, and then throw the monsters into the mix. And even if you want them to join up into one thing, have them wreak havoc as that thing instead of the last, 5 minutes.
It's literally nothing happened until, like, the last 5 minutes.
No, and then, so they peanut butter and jelly, and now you're supposed to be scared, and then the movie's over.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to get people amped up for a sequel that, God, probably will never happen.
No.
So it's considering this was just done as fan service. Bunch of people that we don't know or care about. But it's not fan service. That's the thing.
No, I agree.
No, I absolutely agree.
It's like,
well, they were, like, attacking each other, but obviously nothing happened.
Yeah.
The grudge ghost, like, the ring drags the boy into the television, but it's shown to just not do anything. Right. Unless he's there later again.
Right.
It does nothing.
And that also doesn't happen until the last one.
The grudge ghost drags off the ring ghost, but then she just walks back.
And see, that would actually be
a second later. Then the ring ghost rips the grudge ghost to pieces.
If they had an in and out
the
of
grudge
the TV
ghost
fight,
shows up
like,
again,
if
be
the
late.
Ring ghost is like pulling them in and out of the TV, and they're pulling her in and out of the TV, the television,
well,
that sounds entertaining.
Kind of the problem
that
with
should
this
be
whole
the first
setup
scene of the film
is that they don't have like interesting, cool things that they're known to do. They just kind of show up, and then like one makes you choke on hair.
Yeah,
and the other one kind
of hair
strangles.
Very,
also,
very,
and it's
very,
so like,
lots of hair. You might say.
Like when it's like Batman versus Superman, you're like, okay, Superman has laser vision and he flies and he punches really hard. Batman has gadgets. Like you know that, like, okay, how are these things gonna counter? It was like, maybe the one ghost will like the other ghost choke on hair, and the other ghost will do the cricket
also,
noises.
So, so the two most
iconic. Like, not that much of a crowd.
This fight interesting. Like,
so the two most iconic moments for me in The Ring and The Grudge. So The Ring, that well, like, closing, making a ring, doesn't happen in the video that anybody sees until the very end. Naming, so
it doesn't
why would
show
you call
it doesn't even do the angle where they look
exactly
up and the thing
so,
shuts.
So The
happen.
Ring. Is The Ring and The Grudge. The most iconic moment, at least for me as an American audience member, was the hand coming out of the hair.
Sure.
Never happened.
Yeah.
So the two most iconic moments as an
why
American
member. Why not pull out all the stops
exactly
and include those?
Also, like, I wonder, was The Ring so much more popular than The Grudge? Because they dedicated 90%
yeah,
of that movie was Ring. Was
really,
on The Ring.
If you look at the box office, The Ring was a lot more popular than The Grudge because The Ring was really the first American transliteration of a
huge
J.
But what about
J.
in Japan?
Movie. No, well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, yeah, in America, yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
No, I agree with that.
But even in Japan, I'm fairly sure that The Ring did way, way better because The Ring came out way before The Grudge.
Yeah.
Well, and because it had like 5 sequels as opposed to one.
Oh really? Oh,
well,
okay,
and
yeah.
also the
Grudge 2,
the
Grudge
Ring
Harder.
Series, the Ring comic series, the manga, excuse me,
yeah.
came out
excuse
way
me,
before
the
manga.
Pardon
me. I need to borrow your glasses so I can push them up my nose. But that came out before all that stuff came out before the Grudge did. Now I've seen John and the sequels and stuff like that, and they're great. They're really good in their own right. But the Ring predates the Grudge a little bit, so I think maybe they thought it would deserve a little bit more.
Well,
I
also think you need to have more backstory
whatever.
To the Ring than you do the Grudge, because the Grudge they even mentioned
but
in the movie.
There's no backstory.
It's so briefly mentioned where
right.
a father killed his son and daughter. That's the backstory for the Grudge. Okay.
And the Ring is. So
and the Ring
there's
is.
A tape.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm with you. That's all you needed
well,
to
the
do.
The tape is like. The whole movie's just some dude who was like torturing his daughter or something. Like there is
it's a little.
It. They didn't actually go
into
any of that.
Well,
in this.
And
they just say
though,
it's a tape that kills.
To
people.
Be fair though, there was like 5 Ring movies, and to summarize that in a short
well,
amount
also,
of time. But I don't think you need to bother with any of that because anybody who's going to be
should,
watching this
no,
movie
no,
would
really
have
seen
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying
it's
a videotape that kills people in a haunted house.
Yeah, and that's why I wondered chronologically where this was because the video for The Ring is literally just like this, like where. Warehouse, dilapidated warehouse of this girl opening a door coming in. That's not what I know the Ring is, and even in the Japanese version, that's not what the Ring was.
No, there's like the fly and the eyeball and the horse and all that
yeah,
stuff
it,
and the chick coming out of the well.
It's all based on Salvador Dali's film.
Oh, the Chien Andalou.
The one
where
he kept rocks in his pockets to throw at people. To fill his pockets with rocks so if they hung him after the show and he would break his neck instead of be strangled.
I heard that he had his pockets full of rocks for protection to use them as ammo if they mobbed him. Because it was going to be so bad.
He didn't actually
bad.
Fill his right. pockets point with being, rocks. It was he was advised by a friend that he should do yeah, so. Yeah, so right. that if no, they hung I, exactly. him after
the point
film,
being,
break
if
his
we
neck.
Were going to record this as a podcast, since and, we've done one current movie, and I know I'm pretending like I don't know that technique. what would be an older movie that we would watch as a companion piece to
well,
this? Because, by the way, I still haven't had my pick yet.
No, I know. I would suggest jerks. We do a completely different one, because it seems like every time we choose similar movies, they end up it just ends up not being a good dichotomy.
Yeah.
Best ones.
We end up saying the same thing about both movies.
Yeah. So I, like, honestly...
I would go, like, similar.
I would throw up, too.
I would puke. Something like House on Haunted Hill...
No,
I
would
either
go
the remake or
different.
The original. I think would be like a good.
I would go
basis
completely different.
Comparison.
I'd go like comedy, like stupid comedy,
why?
Because it's not. It, every time we've done the similar movies, it's not been interesting. It's just like just
well,
the
I mean,
same old. Dave gets choice.
Yeah.
Just and this is not my official pick because I already know what I'm going to pick for my official picks. But what about something like The Jerk? Like,
oh God,
couldn't be
that
more
be
different.
Great.
Why would you?
That
then,
would
I don't
be
think
great.
That there's any. Like, okay, well, there's this movie, and it's funny. And there's this movie. That
well, I mean, that's
to
wash
the
professional ghost wrestling. In it.
When Zach and I did an episode
to wash the bad taste of this movie out of your mouth, there's a good movie.
What, okay, what do you compare? What on what scale do you weigh these two? Like, one is a
that's
great.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the conversation.
Let's talk about. Let's compare Mario Kart and Mortal Kombat.
What's the very
okay,
one has tortoise shells and racing physics, and the other has
the
ripping
competitiveness
people's heads off.
Of the games. I would totally do the competitiveness of those two games.
No, he's got a point. No, you absolutely have a point. Think about
don't,
it.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shut
you
up.
You want to get the way
games
over
that
here?
I've had are
Stallone.
Games like that. Where, like, I've almost gotten into physical fights with people over Mortal Kombat and over Mario Kart.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's,
that just means you're a violent person.
Shut up. We can go outside right now if you want.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's how we're going to settle.
That's
I'm
pretty
not
cool.
Fucking violent. I'll kick your ass.
Exactly.
I'll fucking
no,
hear you.
I'm not going to hurt anybody except you.
I've beaten the shit out of everyone who's ever called me violent. You're next, punk.
You were saying something, Russ?
I have no idea.
I was brainstorming a bunch of ideas for the next pick for our, like, proper episode.
Right.
And it's a little on the nose. The problem is there's not that many movies like coming out soon or currently in theaters that I really want to see or am interested
yeah.
in comparing to like old releases or whatever. And it's way too on the nose, but I was thinking like the most recent Mad Max versus the original Mad Max or something like that.
Ooh.
Which that's but it's kind of
the obvious. Original Mad not Road Warrior.
No,
so
Mad
here's
Max.
My
original
thing.
Mad Max.
Just to say it. Yep. I did not like the original Mad Max.
Oh, the original Mad Max is terrible.
And I have not
what?
Seen the
it's
new
not
one.
Terrible. What?
I own it.
What
I
and
it.
Water?
guys,
you
I
and
think
I've,
that could.
I
be,
swear,
especially
I.
Especially since he hasn't seen.
I'm just. Are
I don't.
Really?
Again, like.
I just. Here's the thing.
You and Zach have
problem,
talked about it on
like
Facebook.
Way too similar to like.
Well, that's kind of what
I
was
like
trying
them
to
both
explain.
Way
yeah,
too
Fury
much
Road.
To like.
I'm the most positive you had.
I mean, he digs it, so I probably have spoken in abstract terms.
A relatively current movie, and then something older that may or may not necessarily have anything
well,
to do with
it. What's that,
say,
like, amazing adventure
was
thing
did you want
out?
A new
it's like the
movie?
Weird side, the Infinite
I mean, in a perfect world,
like
we'll do this
that?
And
then
a
movie.
Russ
but,
would
know.
Wait, that,
oh,
like,
say
that, like, what is that movie that's something, the Infinite City or, like, Infinite World? It's the sci-fi epic new thing.
I don't know.
Fuck, I can't remember. I've had too many Jamesons and other Kraken drinks to remember. It's
Kraken.
Yeah, it's
apparently it's been unleashed.
I don't know. It's two main characters and they're just it's something in Infinite Worlds and it's like
a
sci-fi. A
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Well,
no, I actually.
Oh,
it's,
oh,
that,
oh,
it's that giant sci-fi epic that's wielding all this
oh
hype behind
think
it.
Of what you're
and the trailer
about.
Looks really great. It's the same guy that did Fifth Element.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Luc Besson.
Mm-hmm.
but what is the movie?
No,
I know what movie you're talking about.
It looks, it's the only thing I'm looking forward to really right
now. I do know what you're talking about.
I wish I could think of it.
I'm gonna use my own phone.
That woman and a man are the main characters.
You're right.
I don't know why the fuck this thing keeps resetting every 5 minutes.
No, I know what you're talking about. Dave,
this was the longest thing. Should be interested in listening to us talk, anyways.
Yeah, saying, Dave,
cut him off. Get him out of here.
You do get the next pick. Just pick two movies and we'll watch them.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Okay. I mean,
all right, I got an idea. All right. I got an idea. So,
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Yes. There you go.
Yep. It doesn't come out. Well, okay. I was going to say it doesn't come out until 2017. But, right. Well, okay, but it doesn't come out until July. I know that our recording schedule is.
Did Steve Hulk out in that thing?
No. I pulled the tag off.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you, Batman.
I was gonna. We haven't really. I know, like, we're all sort of fans and people who can appreciate good anime. And there's.
Except me.
Well.
We'll teach you.
Here's
senpai.
Something I thought of the other day.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved Princess Mononoke, but that was mostly because I saw it at Lincoln Center and had a gigantic crush on Claire Danes.
My name is Ross. I saw a film at Lincoln Center.
No. There are really a lot of really, really good anime films. I'm not like a die-hard fan of the genre, but...
By the way you pronounce anime.
Whatever.
I really hope you can tell. That up.
I was going to say, you can tell who the weeboo of the group is.
Yeah, no one's asking any of you for your feedback on my pronunciation of words, so keep it to yourselves.
I'm going to call him the Wesley.
It's pronounced anime, friend. I'm going to help you out with that one, senpai.
What are you drinking now?
Ginger ale and Jameson.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Very light on the.
Who's drink. Seen Paprika?
Yeah.
Is that the thing that Errol Flynn used to sprinkle on his dick?
I believe it's. Sure. Most people put it on their food, but I mean, if Errol Flynn was here, I'd sprinkle it on his dick. And
Paprika
just to see
is
what
a
happened.
Satoshi Kon film, same guy that did Millennium Actress.
I have not
Blue.
Seen it.
Perfect
no,
Blue.
Yeah.
Perfect Blue is really
which,
good.
No, we're
amazing.
Not watching that.
Oh,
I've
I'd love
never
to
watched that
you
movie
guys
again.
Watch Perfect Blue.
Well, I've seen it
yeah,
too many
no,
times
you.
By now.
Yeah, what? I've
it's
seen,
excruciating.
Yeah,
what if we do an episode that's
seven.
Perfect Blue
yeah,
and Zero Effect?
So that has nothing.
Nothing to do with it.
Actually, the funny thing is that's been playing on HBO, so I've seen it.
Perfect
recently.
Blue or Zero Effect?
Zero Effect.
Sorry, I derailed your anime thing.
So Paprika.
What a catastrophe!
Rest in peace, Satoshi Kon.
Paprika is an amazingly visually. Just gorgeous film. It's so imaginative and so psychologically interesting, and it's not. It's fun, mainly.
What's the movie with J Lo, where she goes into that dude's mind and
the cell.
The cell. It's kind of like
it's
a
got
really
a Tarsem kind
of
vibe
thing
to it.
With
as a matter of fact, if I was because I was going to recommend Akira would be the older movie that we watched along with that, so we had two.
Oh, is Paprika new?
No. Yeah, it's, yeah. Well, relatively speaking, it's newer than Akira. Right. So,
that's like
whatever. Ooh. Shut up.
Well, listen to these two suddenly. I
oh,
know
whatever.
Thing about anime. I don't want to.
I'm not
a fucking team. Nerd voice when you're nerding out yourself.
Cause that's
I'm not a fucking anime nerd.
Imitating yourself?
Yes, actually.
All right, so no.
It's the
Paprika,
only way I
watched plenty of anime.
Shut up.
Paprika in the Cell. Paprika in the Cell would be an amazing combination. That would, because Tarsem is, or the Fall, too, which is really, really good. Or what's
it's
Immortals?
It's
another Tarsem movie.
Yeah, because the two kids are talking about
Cell because
the
The idea, the technology in Paprika where she's getting into people's heads to, like, analyze, that's,
right.
That's also J-Lo's doing
it.
No,
that would be,
kind
perfect.
Of, like, two concepts.
Yeah, Paprika and the Cell side by side.
Yeah,
there's a really great scene, and I say great in air quotes, where Vincent D'Onofrio is pulling out his dude's intestines and the little rotating spit
thing, yeah.
More or less, yeah, and he's, like, laughing while he's doing it and stuff. Yeah, it's super gnarly. So, yeah, Paprika in the Cell could be a great, like, one-two punch, although I would like to have something that's, like, out in theaters now, but unfortunately we're in that time of year where Yeah. The movies that are being released right now are just the studios trying to pass off their garbage. So it would be like a slightly recent movie and then a slightly
less. I don't know. Manchester by the Sea. I mean, not to pick for you, but I do want
an animated movie and like an anime.
You could do Princess, or not Spirited Away. It's getting a re-release.
No, that's old.
But it's getting a re-release.
There was a recent, I forget what the last big budget.
I was going to do
Spirited Away. Don't hit me, guys, but I don't like Spirited Away.
Fair enough.
No, I actually.
It's honestly, I'm kind of with you. It
doesn't
average.
Have enough clear names for me.
Fair enough.
It's average. I want to watch. I want any excuse I can ever find at any moment to watch Howl's Moving Castle again.
There you go.
I love that movie. Calcifer, like that.
It's got Mark Hamill in it.
There you go.
I
recently interviewed him.
Nice.
Oh my god.
And he is like.
He's been doing.
Oh my god. They watched the English dubs instead of the original subtitles. Japanese dialogue.
Actually, he's like a fucking Kevin Smith interview. He's the dude who like I ask one question.
Wow.
And 9 fucking minutes later, I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of have time for one more question.
Yeah, but it's like, I have to assume you're not complaining about that.
No. Yeah, not at all.
Listening to Mark Hamill talk for 9 minutes at a stretch is just like, okay, go ahead.
Exactly.
I'm recording.
He is an uber nerd.
Well,
so was
I'm not complaining. Yeah, I'm not
right,
complaining.
Like,
I'm just like, wow, that's really cool.
Well, the guys like Bruce Campbell, guys like him, it's just like. If you embrace this stuff, like, you realize, like, this is my culture. These
Unlike
are my
Harrison
fans.
Ford.
Like,
yeah.
Harrison Ford, there's
he's
a hilarious story I heard about him once, where when he was filming Star Wars, when they were in England, he had a driver, and a stand-up comedian named Greg Krupps knew his driver, had met him years later, and, Harrison Ford used to get high before he'd go to the set every day.
Yeah, they really did not care about those movies.
Well, it was the 70s
yeah.
and early 80s,
yeah,
so like
yeah.
everyone was high. George Lucas was high. They were all high. So he comes running out of his hotel room one night and jumps in the back of his little like limo thingy with a giant metal pot in his hand with a lid over it because he had run out of papers. So he took his weed and
nice.
Threw it in the pot and heated it up, like set
oh, yeah,
it on fire more or
yeah.
less, and gets in the back of his little like driver car. Not it's like a cab, basically,
yeah.
not a limo.
So
gets
just
in the back
using
of his cab.
This is like a really shitty vaporizer.
Primitive vaporizer.
Nice.
Pulls the lid off and just starts like like corking the fumes from this burned up
yes.
weed that he had been keeping from his room on whatever the third or fourth floor. All the way down to the car,
nice.
Running down there with a hot pot of burning weed
hot pot
in
of
his
old
hands,
devil's lettuce.
And jumps into the back of the car and just says, "All right, let's go." Like vaporizes it, like hot boxes his head
nice.
With all
That's
of his burning
it.
Weed.
That's not the way to do it.
It's just, it's
wrong.
If you're Indiana Jones and Han Solo, and
That's the
remember those T-shirts all those guys got printed up, like Ian McKellen got one printed up
yeah.
too, and they were all like. Harrison Ford got this like bright red T-shirt with
yep.
white print on it. It was like, "I'm Han Solo in Indiana Jones and whatever his character was from the Tom Clancy movies." And, like,
Jack Ryan,
and all that stuff. And at the bottom, it basically just said something to the effect of like, "Leave me alone.
Eat a dick.
Yeah,
yeah,
eat a dick."
Yeah, Patrick Stewart got one. Ian McKellen got one. Like they
yeah.
were all just like, "Yes, I'm this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy.
Deal with it.
Yeah, deal.
Yeah,
yeah, deal
with
it. More
it.
Or less.
Yeah.
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 I thought that was really."
So, right. The Ring versus the Grudge.
God,
everyone loses.
Yes. A waste of time.
The Ring versus the Grudge versus us.
We lost.
I'm down with that description.
Yeah.
I mean...
Also, I'm the Knight.
I am the Knight.
Can we swear to you?
Swear to me, Daniel Lozenge.
I watched... Oh, God.
Can
we... Now, in tradition of our show, I saw this fucking porn...
I didn't bring it up.
It was like this guy, and he's really mean to everyone in the porn. It's like some like weird casting couch thing, and the guy's like, shit talking to everyone that shows up. And this one girl, he's like, "Hey, what's your name? How old are you?" And she's like, "I'm 24." He goes, "Oh my god, you sound like fucking Batman."
I will never.
So hypothetically, someone out there in the world would be masturbating to that.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I guess.
I like how you skirted that. Maybe.
I was laughing. I can't.
It's funny.
You haven't masturbated at the same time. I can't
jerk off to someone else's misery, though. Jesus.
But count yourself fortunate, thanks. Apparently plenty of people in the world can.
Dude, that's awful.
Not me, for the record. Not me.
Well, like, he makes people regret,
apparently.
I thought that was the whole point of amateur porn.
Well, they stop. Hopefully they go back.
Yeah, to regret your decision to go.
I don't know. They do something else with the rest. They do that one video and then go back to their regular lives and never again.
Try not to be identified by their.
As you say, but it's still out there. That's the terrible thing about it. The internet does not.
Speaking as the guy who's probably put out
the most
filth.
She doesn't really care.
On any of the episodes that we've ever recorded together, ever. Everything that I've said about horrible porn-related things is out there into perpetuity, and I have to just sort of live with that and deal with that. And sometimes it bothers me a little bit, but there's nothing I can do about it now. So
the next ones we're going to do are Paprika and Zell. Yes?
I like that combo, actually. It was
your choice. We're not taking that away from you.
It's up to you.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Paprika's cool.
It's up to you.
Your picks.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, I don't think Paprika's on streaming.
I don't think it's on Netflix.
I don't know. I bought it a while ago on, like, my iTunes account or something. So if you guys can track down, if you can't,
well,
or if
here's the thing, we can always all watch it together.
Also true. And then The Cell, I think that might be harder to find. I remember it used to be on streaming, but it's been a little
while. I'm sure it's probably on either Vudu or Amazon, and I can just buy it, and you guys could use mine.
Could be.
Somebody might have a DVD of it somewhere. Do you have
check?
I have to.
I don't know. I keep looking at the clock. Oh, it's for some fucking reason it's running out every 5 minutes, and I have to just keep resetting.
Here's the thought. There's a part of me that wants to record us watching the whatever movie it is that we end up watching and talking about it at the same time. But I think we've sort of established that by now we get so freaking sidetracked so easily.
I don't just mind
talking about. Well, yeah, but it's going to have like nothing to do with the movies and more to do with like total tangents. Whereas if we watch it separately.
If you listen to the show, that's what the show is. If you're listening to us this deep in, this is why you're here.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, more or less.
I know, honestly.
If we were to. I remember we talked about the idea of everybody recording together and stuff like that. But if we do that, it's going to be the movie playing in the background and us not even paying attention to the movie. And
oh, no, we'd have to do, like, the movie and then we record after.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's like
that.
Yeah.
Like this right now. Yeah,
like the Flophouse, if you guys have ever heard. That's, like, one of my favorite bad movie podcasts. Like, they watch a movie together and then record an episode afterwards. Yeah, so they don't record during the movie.
I think that's the way to do it. Though for us, it'd probably be two movies and then record.
I'm a big fan of, like, Red Letter Media when it comes to, like, film talk discussions. The old Wheel of the Worst and other stuff that they do.
Well, I'm a big fan of... What are you guys feeling at this point? Are you guys going to stick around or are you guys going to go home?
I
still have a bit of a drink.
What time is it?
It is 10 to 1.
I'm about to have a bit of another drink.
So...
Were you thinking of 10 things I hate about you?
Yeah, I was going to put that on and just kind of see.
Right.
I'm not going anywhere, but...
How long is that? It's about an hour and a half, right?
About an hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, I could do that. And then.
All right, well, I'm going to hit save on the conversation we're having now.